This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a new natural product from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response: elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation. And zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is an all-natural, science-based formula and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to talk about a paradigm that's really changing the face of integrative medicine, changing the face of medicine in general, which is telemedicine and teleprescribing. And it has to do with something that I found extraordinarily helpful during this pandemic, which is something called FullScript. Today we're going to talk to Dr. Jeffrey Glad. He's chief medical officer of FullScript. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment. He advises the company on product direction with regard to integrative and family medicine. He's been a member of the FullScript medical advisory team since 2019. He has his own practice, GLADD MD Integrative Medicine. That's GLADD MD Integrative Medicine in his home state of Indiana. In 2011, he had the foresight to create and launch the web's first nutrient depletion calculator, mitavin.com, which is now a feature of FullScript. We'll be sharing some information about that. And Dr. Glad graduated from medical school in 2001. He opened up a family practice, and he is a pioneer in utilizing technology to outreach to patients. By the way, he completed the prestigious University of Arizona Integrative Medicine Fellowship Program under the direction of Dr. Andrew Weil. So he's well-situated both in conventional medicine training as well as in integrative medicine training. So it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Glad.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Yeah. I guess, you know, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is this current pandemic. You know, I have to say that if this pandemic had occurred 5 years ago, my practice would have been at a complete standstill because I'm here in New York City. You're out there in Indiana where, you know, obviously things are less hot and heavy, but we're right in ground zero of the pandemic in New York, and things are still fairly locked down. The office is open. But patients are reluctant to come into the office for a good reason. In the past, I had a dispensary where literally I had hundreds and hundreds of bottles of vitamins and supplements. People would come in to see me, and then they would leave with a shopping bag that had the logo of the Hoffman Center on it, attractively printed on it. And they would fill up their, you know, their supplement bag, and they would go home. And then if they wanted supplements, they would call into our dispensary. And then a couple of gals in the back room would, you know, run around filling up boxes, and then they would send them out. Right now, that's not happening, and FullScript has afforded me the opportunity to communicate with patients and to adjust patients' programs remotely. So in addition to the telemedicine that I'm using, you know, it's certainly helped tide us over during this pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it has been the perfect tool. When I started my practice 10 years ago, you know, wanted to do it all myself, you know, just like you were doing. Wanted to have the in-clinic inventory, wanted patients to go home with things, wanted to handle the orders and kind of run my online store. And over time, you know, wanting to do that and then actually doing it and trying to keep up with new products and expired products and hiring the staff, you know, it's a little bit like when I was billing insurance for my practice and, you know, sort of all the extra staff and staff hours needed to manage that. You know, when FullScript came along and has such an easy interface and patients can very simply get the recommendations that you're ordering, manage the renewals. And that's really, I think, where FullScript really shines is in helping your patients stick with their treatment plan. You know, I'm still a fan, again, pre-COVID of patients going home with a product, but then, you know, managing the renewal and the refill process, and the reminders of such became tough. And that's really where we used FullScript a lot, was handling sort of the second, third and on, supplement, renewals. Now it's the primary way to do it. Because it's so clean and easy. And now everybody, you know, so many of the visits are virtual. There's just no other way for patients to get this, in a very easy way. And FullScript has really been on top of making sure, you know, inventories are staying up. Shipping is being timely, you know, been timely. Everything there has been incredibly convenient.
Right. And so can you tell us a little bit about FullScript, you know, precisely what it is, how long it's been around, what it offers to patients and practitioners?
Yeah, sure. So FullScript has been up and running for 5 or 6 years. I mean, it originally was sort of Emerson Ecologics virtual dispensing tool. And then eventually kind of became its own thing. Emerson then built their own thing. But essentially, we are the virtual dispensing tool for providers. Patients cannot order without a provider sort of quote-unquote prescription. And so we maintain all of the high-quality pharmaceutical brands that cannot be purchased from the drugstore, from the supplement shops, you know, and need sort of that health provider authorization. So, you know, from a provider perspective, the provider now has, you know, typically all of the brands and all of the lines at their disposal to pick and choose based on the individual patient. You know, so if they need a certain dose of B12 for that particular patient, they don't have to carry 10 different B12 options in clinic. You have access to all of those through FullScript. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's a window that I just keep up on my screen. Very, very easy to create first name, last name, email address for the patient. Right. And then you start building their cart and their instructions. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, one of the drawbacks to having our own dispensary was, you know, just like you say, keeping up with demand for brand new products. And, you know, my staff would hate it when I'd come back from a conference and learn about, you know, a new supplement, because they say, uh-oh, he's come back, you know, from San Diego from a, you know, new conference, and now he's got like, you know, 10 new things that he wants us to order. And, oh, what happened to those things that we ordered, you know, last year? Oh, those are obsolete. So, you know, he's not going to order them that much. Oh, you know, we got a box load of those things. Oh, they're going to expire pretty soon. And like, you know, it was cumbersome. It was challenging. The concern was in the summer months, oh my goodness, the air conditioner broke down this weekend. What's going to happen to the supplements? Right. Oh, let's call the air conditioner repairman, you know, make sure that the supplements are kept, you know, at the right temperature. You know, it
exactly.
Yeah, all these kind of practical concerns you know, made it difficult. But of course, that was the best situation that we had, because we could say to people, oh, you know, just go to the health food store. But the health food stores, you know, were limited in the types and numbers of products that they had. They had more, you know, generic products and not, you know, the physician brands that we prefer. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I was going to ask, you know, what's the difference? You know, you're talking about physician quality supplements. What's the difference between the, you know, so-called retail brands that you can get at, you know, normal health food stores and, you know, certainly discount stores and on Amazon, and some of the brands that are carried by FullScript?
Yeah, well, I think that's sort of the beauty of having formal education in integrative medicine or functional medicine or herbal medicine is, you know, a provider, you know, who goes through the conventional medical system, you know, just sees vitamin D or vitamin E, and they don't understand, you know, that quality really does matter. Form does matter. Dose does matter. And not just the individual products or herbs, but also, you know, all the other stuff that goes into these capsules, whether it's dyes or preservatives or certain, you know, allergens. So, you know, we work with the high quality brands and find that very, very important, because that's where all, you know, that's where the research and the data on the effectiveness of these supplements, you know, largely comes from. And so, you know, typically I always use the example when I talk to a patient, I always have them bring in their supplements and I walk through the ingredients of what they're taking so that they just understand the difference. You know, so a typical multivitamin that's, you know, over the counter, mm-hmm. even good health foods, you know, health food store quality, you know, easily I say, look, the vitamin E form here is DL to alpha tocopherol. Mm-hmm. This is a synthetic vitamin E.
Dry E sometimes. Yeah, right.
That's it. It is not the full complex of E. And so typically, what you're going to see is, you know, you want the full mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols. You don't want dyes and fillers. And so it's the high quality brands that are sourcing the ingredients properly. They're testing their sources. They're third party testing the end result to make sure that what's on that label is exactly in that label. They're running facilities that are pharmaceutical grade. Mm-hmm. And so many of the health food store generic brands, they're not doing that. So those aren't things you could even necessarily pick up on the label. Mm-hmm. And so Fullscript is committed to sort of doing a better job of telling that quality story, because I think it's really a story that you know, a lot of practitioners don't understand and can't educate their patients properly on. And patients need to have that understanding too. So we want to be telling this story about what the difference is. Sometimes, you know, you certainly get what you pay for, and these higher quality brands are a little more expensive. But actually what I find is, and the other value of looking through Fullscript and having a lot of options in the high quality is, you can usually get pretty close and sometimes even less expensive than what these people are paying at these big box stores. Because you can see the variety and what's available, and be able to connect them to what they actually need.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Here goes. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Dr. Jeffrey Glad. Your title is, Chief Medical Officer. And as an MD, you know, you have more insights into, you know, the rationale for using supplements and quality considerations with supplements. Do you, in, say a new company applies to Fullscript, do they go through a vetting process for quality, for, you know, certain criteria so that they can be included on Fullscript? Or do you take all comers? I mean, if there's a demand, you know, it's, hey, maybe this is like the cheapest discount fish oil around. It just knocks the socks off all the other fish oil brands in price. You know, that's a selling point, and you could sell a lot of volume that way, right?
Right. Yeah. No. And so the merchandising team at Fullscript is a robust group of you know, they got to make sure that certain qualities and criteria are being met by these producers before we would carry it on the platform. So there's a, you know, there's a line drawn there. We're also working behind the scenes and trying to figure out since I've been on board is, you know, do we really want to carry as many SKUs as we have? You know, when so many of these things are redundant or should we be tightening up our quality, you know, measures and really sort of, you know, putting these supplement companies, through the process of a stronger vetting process. At this point, we sort of brought in, you know, the pharmaceutical grade brands that are, you know, have some basic consistencies in terms of what they're producing. You know, they're practitioner only. You can't get them over the counter. And so part of us says, well, maybe we should actually just tell this story better and let the individual providers make their decisions. Some providers, you know, have a real strong understanding of quality and what it means to be quality, certain certifications that need to be in place. But a lot of providers haven't gone through that process and they can't, you know, spend all that time to figure that out. So we want to be able to sort of help them easily navigate, like, okay, here's what we think quality is. And it's the third party certifications, it's the third party testing. And help them make a better decision so they can feel confident that what they're providing to their patients is going to get as much of the benefits of why they're recommending it and minimize the side effect or reactions that could come from lesser quality products.
So let's go through the mechanics of it. A patient comes to see you or me, because we both use FullScript, and the patient sits down, take a complete history, review lab results, and then, you know, in some cases you might prescribe medication, you know, if it's suitable, but you also will probably prescribe supplements. So you'll sit with your tablet or you'll sit with your PC with the patient there, and you will then, go through process of selecting, through a menu, from the various product categories. Let's say, for example, you want to, use the example of mixed tocopherol vitamin E. So you could do a search on FullScript for vitamin E. I presume that's one of the search terms. And then you get a drop-down menu and it lists all the different products. And then you can, you know, see, or as a physician, you can also list your favorites. You may say, well, this is my favorite vitamin E. That's already in your list of favorites. And so you then just put that into the patient's list of products. And then at the end, and you can even do this remotely. I mean, you can actually hand the patient, you know, physical sheet of paper with a printer in the office, or you can email or text the patient their list of supplements, right?
No, that's exactly right. And not only that, like the search tool is getting smarter, where you could search by ingredient, search by product. You can create filters for individual product lines or brands that a certain practitioner aligns with more than others. Mm-hmm. And then you can attach either, you know, PDF education to that prescription, that full script that the patient's going to get via text or email. But then so much more of what we've built is, you know, the protocols and the favorites. So, you know, doctors prescribe and recommend a certain way and they have their habits and they have what works and they have what doesn't. And so we've built the ability to build your own protocols, or you could use a supplement brand's protocols that have been published, or we have key opinion leaders in the field who have put their protocols in here. So, you know, say the SIBO protocol. So if I have a patient who has been diagnosed with SIBO, I just click SIBO inside a FullScript, and now all the products that I typically use for that are now right at my disposal, and it's just click, click, click. All that goes into, you know, what I tell the patient is essentially I'm building their shopping cart, first name, last name, email address, and send. Yes, you can use cell number and send it as a text, but I just let the patient simply know, if you check your email, you're going to see my full script recommendation in there. All you need to do is click on that, purchase, and they get sent to you. And then they will be managing, you know, the calculation, knowing that you're taking it one twice a day. Your bottle of 90 is going to be gone in 45 days.
Right.
Full script is now already going to calculate when those renewal notifications need to go out.
And also, it's not mandatory that they buy the whole, you know, menu of supplements that you prescribe. So, for example, the patient says, yeah, you know, he prescribed fish oil, but I already got fish oil. So, you know, I'll take into consideration the brand that the doctor's recommending. But, yeah, you know, thank you for the recommendation. It's on my list. What I also find kind of interesting, I mean, I just saw a patient, it was on Zoom, these days, right. on Zoom, but I hadn't, seen that patient since 2018. And, you know, frankly, I had no idea what that patient was taking. And often what'll happen is, you know, in the office, the patients will bring in a big bag of supplements. You know, it's like, okay, you have to look at each and every one of them. And, but, I was able to go to FullScript, my previous record, and I was able to see at a glance what I'd prescribed for this patient. And, she said that she'd been faithfully taking everything, you know, fortunately felt great taking all the supplements. And, it was easy for me to, you know, tweak her program according to some new issues that had come up, you know, simply add a couple of things that I thought might be useful for her new situation. So that's a permanent record. Also, there's a nice comment section so that sometimes I can send, you know, patients a few words of encouragement or, you know, kind of a customized message that makes them feel like, you know, they're not just you know, computer algorithm. So it is an important consideration is it is HIPAA compliant. In other words, this is like a portal. This is like a medical portal. In other words, it's not like something that's subject to, you know, hacking or, you know, confidentiality breaches, things like that.
No, absolutely correct. I mean, it's as important as your electronic health record as far as FullScript is concerned. And so we want to maintain, you know, that highest quality level possible. Which also begs the question. So do you run on an EHR that FullScript is integrated on, or do you have two separate systems?
I don't have an EHR. I'm, you know, I'm kind of old school. I'm, you know, a pen and paper doc, but, you know, EHRs are the coming thing. And I know that they can integrate with FullScript, which is kind of a cool feature.
Yeah, and my electronic health record I use is Hello Health. We're working on an integration right now, so we don't have it. So I just, you know, I have FullScript running as a separate window. But you know, anyone I'm consulting or counseling as a provider to if they're getting their practice up and running, I would strongly consider, you know, looking at the EHRs that are integrated with FullScript. You know, things like Power to Practice, Charm, mm-hmm. Jane, mm-hmm. those would be Practice Better would be kind of some of the common ones. There's a list on our website of all those. But imagine not only, you know, what you just said about being able to look at their history, seeing what they're purchasing, seeing what they're taking, making the prescription, mm-hmm. but also already having that embedded in your electronic mm-hmm. health record so that you don't have to duplicate that information and it all lives in one place. So I think what we're most excited about as far as the future and practicing is having that all baked in to your practice. Day-to-day.
It's also a compliance tool because, you know, we have a window on, you know, what patients are getting. So if we prescribe mm-hmm. something and there's just no action, you know, we can say perhaps the patient went and, you know, went to the health food store and bought all these things, but there's a likelihood that the patient may not be compliant with the program that we've recommended, and we could have our nurse practitioner or our receptionist, you know, ping them and, you know, say, you know, the doctor's concerned. Are you taking the supplements that, you know, as recommended?
No, absolutely. And actually one of the more exciting things that I'm helping launch at FullScript is research on what we're calling TAR, treatment acceptance rate. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use our database and figure out, you know, what's a provider, individual provider's TAR. So how often do they make a recommendation and the patient actually executes by purchasing the supplements? Now, there are reasons, like you already mentioned, maybe they already have it. So that obviously is not one that, you know, would sort of be a negative for that provider or that patient. But in general, I think we can find out, you know, which providers are doing a better job of helping their patients adhere and be accepting of their treatment recommendations. And I think that's, you know, exactly what you're talking about in terms of compliance. How do we get better as providers. And this goes beyond supplements, right? How do we get better at recommending a lifestyle change or an exercise change? Like, I think that's what we want to use this TAR research for, influencing the art of practicing medicine. You know, you and I, obviously, you've done it much longer than I have. You have a very consistent way of talking to patients, and you probably do it differently based on the different patients. And that's an art that's been crafted over years. How can we start teaching younger providers and you know, sort of less experienced providers some of those, what I call essential tools, right? The real art of care.
Indeed. All right. There's a good point at which to pause because we divide our podcast into two parts. In part two, I want to tackle what has been termed the Amazon effect. The Amazon, you know, is the largest river in the world. It tends to engulf everything in its path. And Amazon has certainly made inroads in terms of supplement sales. We'll talk about the Amazon effect and how Amazon compares or doesn't compare to tailored services like FullScript. Our guest is the Chief Medical Officer of FullScript, Dr. Jeffrey Glatt. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.